This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticized the Congress for making false promises to the people. In a series of social media posts yesterday, Mr. Modi alleged that there is a growing realization across the country that a vote for Congress is a vote for non-governance, poor economics and unparalleled loot. He said the people want development and progress, not the same old fake promises from Congress. Mr. Modi emphasized that the citizens must remain vigilant against the Congress-sponsored culture of fake promises. He said that the people of Haryana recently rejected these lies and preferred a government that is stable, progress-oriented and action-driven. Mr. Modi said the Congress party is realizing the hard way that making unrealistic promises is easy, but implementing them properly is tough or impossible. He said the Congress party's stance is badly exposed in front of the people. Meanwhile, the BJP demanded an apology from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi following Mr. Kharge's advice that the party's state units should make only those promises that are fiscally feasible. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that for the first time Congress has acknowledged misleading the public. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the Line of Actual Control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh region. According to the sources of the Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Depsang will resume soon. Both nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Earlier, on the occasion of Diwali, Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets at various points including Chushul Moldo, Daulatbeg Oldi, Hot Spring, KK Pass and Konkla. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Depsang and Demchok areas. As per the plan, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive areas. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has called upon youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award is conferred on individuals aged between 15 to 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contribution in different fields of development and social services such as health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship and community service. The award comprises of a medal, a certificate and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. The 15th India-US Joint Special Forces exercise Vajra Prahar will begin today at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, US. It will conclude on the 22nd of this month. Last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroi, Meghalaya in December last year. This will be the second exercise of the year between the Indian and the US Army. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to visit Ranchi today. Mr. Shah will review poll preparations with BJP leaders of Jharkhand. He will also address three election rallies at Dhalbhumgarh in Ghat Shila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra tomorrow. In Jharkhand, assembly elections will take place in two phases. The first phase of the polls will be on 13th November, while the second phase will be on 20th November. Counting will take place on 23rd November. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 86 for 4 against New Zealand on day 2 of the third and final test in Mumbai this morning. At the draw of stumps, Shubman Gill on 31 and Rishabh Pant on 1 were at the crease. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Malvika Bansol and Ayush Shetty are set to compete in the semi-finals of the Hilo Open 2024 in Saarbrücken, Germany this evening. In the women's singles, 6th-seeded Malvika Bansol will face Denmark's Julie Dewal Jacobsen, while in men's singles category, 19-year-old Ayush Shetty. And that is the end of this news bulletin.